Before I introduce my next guest to you, who says my name so beautifully I can just listen to her say it all day, I want you to think about something for a second, okay? Let's say that you're having a hard time sleeping because you feel like there's more to do in the world. You feel like you could make a difference, but you just weren't making that difference that you want to make. Or let's say you see someone's drowning. If you see someone drowning and you could save their life just by tossing them a life jacket or a rope, would you? Okay. I'm sure you've already come up with those answers, right? So now think about this. Premier Doug Ford has said that he's losing sleep. He's been losing sleep over the deathly state of Ontario's long-term care homes, which are amongst the worst in the world. So let's say Doug Ford could throw them a life jacket and a rope. Well, he knows that's exactly what they need because that's what he's been told for sure by my next guest. But instead, he's throwing a report to be commissioned to be released by April, a report that will be transparent, a transparency that will release the information they see fit to release. And I'm not making that up, but apparently our government has made up a new definition for the word transparency. So here is someone who will be transparent, and she will give it to you like it is, all while pronouncing my name so beautifully. She is the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. She is Doris Grinspoon. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, Dahlia. I also could listen to you all day long.
Oh, well.
Seriously.
You and I need to spend more time together. Doris, where are things at right now? Because last time we spoke, you were hoping for some good measures to be taken by our premier, and then we found that report for April that would be coming out.
Well, Dahlia, unfortunately, I have no news to give you. So I have no real big hope for the fall when we will have the second wave of COVID, Dahlia, and when we will have influenza amongst us, because there has been not a single hiring of new staff for the nursing homes, and worse even, I hear about layoffs, because some of the homes have their volumes down, meaning they're not at full capacity. So I hear of layoffs, not of hiring. And this is tragic because I don't know why the government would announce new homes for 18 months from now, which is after COVID, right? And not start to hire staff for the current homes where residents desperately, desperately need that life jacket.
So while Doug Ford is losing sleep over the loss of life that we have, and this came before him, our long-term care homes have not been in a good situation, even with previous governments, but he has this information in front of him. You've told him exactly what we need right now to prevent more deaths. We've been told that September is likely going to be another peak for COVID, yet all you have to report to me, Doris, is that there's going to be potential layoffs and we don't have any extra help coming into our long-term care homes.
Well, not potential. I have heard of actual layoffs. So my concern is, as I said at the beginning, I believe the premier, he sounds sincere. I'm starting to put to cast my doubts on that because it is tragic. It is tragic. The premier knows that we will be losing more and more nursing home residents unless we improve the conditions of those residents now. Number one, letting families in both nursing homes with an outbreak and without an outbreak. I hear still concerns that, first of all, in those with outbreak, they're not allowed in. In those without an outbreak, in some of the homes, only once a week. That's not what residents need. They need their loved ones, one essential caregiver at all times. If that essential caregiver can be there and the resident wants that person, they need that in. We need more staffing. We said 4 hours a day per resident per 24 hours. They have not agreed with that. And as long as they don't agree, they're not putting the funding, and hence nothing is happening, nothing. My hunch, Talia, and I know we will be talking again, is that when disaster comes upon us again, that's when we will rush, versus now in August that we are begging, August, September, let's start the hiring so we are ready, so residents will have a chance to live. We are not doing it.
Doris, you know what I just asked my producer to do? I just asked him to take what you just said to us about your prediction for the future and to save that audio. And we are going to have it on hand. I don't want to replay it. I don't want to replay it months from now.
I don't want for us to need to replay it either.
But I'm scared we will.
I am so concerned, Dahlia.
Doris Greenspoon is with us right now. She's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, and we're talking about our long-term care homes. And Doris, part of long-term care that you and I haven't talked about, but I've noticed this very clearly, and it's a very scary flag to me, in Ontario especially, is the number of people who should be in long-term care home or long-term care who aren't. For instance, since the pandemic began, I've invited people, if they need help, to call into the show and tell me that they need help. And especially at the beginning, in the first few months, I had so many people calling this show who should have been in long-term care, but they were on their own in their homes. People went to visit them and found either no food or moldy food, living in squalor, living in filth, because these people in these homes who were calling and begging for help have had nobody taken care of them. And I wonder, in addition to the number of people whom we've so tragically lost in our long-term care homes, how many people in their own homes have fallen off of the radar of the government and are dying at home, or just subsisting right now with a meager existence because of the lack of care we have for our elderly? Have you heard these stories?
Well, the other piece that absolutely yes, and is with the elderly and is with people with disabilities that need support. But this is why we're also asking, Dahlia, that we need to have way, way more hours of home care for people. And that also has not happened, right? So we are asking more home care so that people, first of all, can remain with support at home. Like, there was a report recently of CIHI that says that 1 out of every 9 persons that are being placed in nursing homes could be remain vibrant at home if they had the support of home care that is required. But we're not doing that either. All we're doing, Dahlia, is hospitals. And yes, of course we want to have strong hospitals when we need the hospitals. But most people live at home and want to remain at home. So what you need in a really, what I call healthy system or high functioning system, is strong primary care. You know, your family doctor, your nurse practitioner, your RN that you go, or dietitian that you go in primary care, we need that strong. We need then strong home care, so you have the support at home when you're recovering from a surgery, or if you have a chronic condition that you need support, whether older or not older person. And then you need strong long-term care. And of course, public health, that we also have had issues, right? Remember they wanted to do cuts. Finally, they didn't do cuts. Thankfully, they didn't, because imagine with the issues that we had with COVID, if those public health units have had the cuts, would have been a disaster. So I know it's difficult for governments, I'm not naive, to put out the money for it, But A, we can put the money for developers to build more. Then let's build a bit less and let's put more money in the system right now so we strengthen at least what we have before we have only more beds.
If people are dying and if people have died at these alarming rates, some of the worst in the world, you would imagine that your first instinct would be to save them. And if you're then being told by a person who's an expert in this area, like Doris, who's the CEO of our Registered Nurses Association, if you're being told by her, okay, you want to save lives? This is what you need to do. You would think that someone who says that they're losing sleep over these deaths would decide to save some lives. But instead, Doris, I need you to remind me again, because you've told our government, our provincial government, you've told Doug Ford, you said that we need more staff. We need more people. What was the response? I need you to remind me. What was the
response? Absolutely, yes. We sent a proposal that is called Nursing Home Basic Care Guarantee that I need to thank some of your listeners because I know that they must have signed. It's right now close to 9,000 people that have sent letters about it to Premier Ford, to Minister Fullerton, to Minister Elliott, to all of them, to Minister Phillips Finance, all of them, saying, here is what everybody's saying. It's not only us, Talia. All the experts are saying 4 hours of care per day, per resident, per 24 hours. And we are saying composed of, right now, 48 minutes. In 24 hours, Talia, 48 minutes, that's not too much to ask of an RN per resident. 60 minutes per 24 hours per resident, like 1 hour in 24 hours by an RPN. If that's too much for the Premier, tell us. And then 2.2 hours or 1 hour and 32 minutes of a PSW. If the Premier or anybody in government think that that's too much, then don't say you want to help seniors or residents in nursing homes, most of them seniors. There are also others that are not seniors. If we are real, let's do it now, because to do it in January, it will be too late. We will have lost already the battle. Plus, remember, Dahlia, people are exhausted. Staff are exhausted. Many of the staff, so you know, their vacations have been canceled. Just picture working the way they work, and the vacations canceled because they're short staff. Just picture that, right? And then on top of that, I'm hearing that there are layoffs in some homes because their occupancy is not complete. Well, you just said some are waiting at home to get into a nursing home. Hospitals say that they have too many people that are called alternative levels of care. How can it be that the occupancy is low? So something is not squaring down here. Either the Premier needs to come clean and say, you know what, that's not a priority of the government anymore, or then act now because now is the time.
He inherited a poor system. This is to be sure. Our long-term care homes have not been good for many years. But to know where we're at right now and to know exactly what we need to fix it and then to still experience layoffs and then not be heard by you and to commission a stupid report for April that is going to be transparent to the degree at which they allow it to be transparent. Any more deaths that take place are on his hands.
Yeah, well, and Dahlia, there was another report released.
Fantastic, more reports, yes.
Report from government that this is recommending 4 hours of care, what we are saying, their own report. So how many more reports? You're right, 21 years of mismanagement of nursing homes, 21 years.
You know,
35 reports, now you can put to it 37 reports. How many more reports? I think that all they're doing is delaying. My fear, and you can also tape this piece, is that if we are so lucky that there is no big disaster in the fall, because maybe we're so lucky that COVID is not as bad, influenza is not as bad, that you will see no changes, and it will be an election platform again. And this has happened. This movie, I have seen it before, and this is why it's 21 years. Because 4 hours have been committed by previous governments, never materialized, and now once again. It's infuriating. It absolutely destroys my heart and the heart of families that see what's going on in nursing homes. And the staff that works there, Dahlia, because the staff that works there, I mean, there is a limit of what they can be doing. So I feel for the residents in good days, and I feel for them and their families and my colleagues that work in nursing homes for the fall, because Dr. Tam, the medical officer of health of Canada, is predicting that the fall will not be a pleasant thing. And they're preparing for a worst-case scenario, and this is important for the public to know. They're preparing that things can be worse than what they were in the first round.
The peak in September. Doris, October,
who knows, November. But that's not the time to start to hire. It's the same situation with the schools. You know, schools are starting in a week. We are now starting to hire the 500 public health nurses. Great that they announced that. But, you know, how can you hire in a week 500 people? So we are begging again the premier, again and again and again.
We're begging the premier to save lives. Unbelievable.
To save lives.
Doris, if people want to sign up for your petition, can they still do it?
Yes, absolutely. And the petition is not going away. Sign it at just to RNAO. Just Google RNAO Basic Care Guarantee. RNAO Basic Care Guarantee. They will find it.
Can you imagine, Doris, in Canada, we're begging our government to save lives when it's clearly in their power to do so. And in Canada, we're begging to save lives.
Yeah, well, but what is so sad is that many of us believe that. When we saw the premier almost crying when we were losing so many, I mean, almost 2,000 lives of residents in Ontario alone, okay? The rest of the world, 40% of their losses of people to COVID were residents in nursing homes. In Ontario, we had the badge of shame, not the badge of honor, of 81%. Just picture that. And so, yes, the premier was right in feeling the way he was. But when you feel that way, the only thing that politically should count to people is actions. The rest is all words and rhetoric.
The number one goal of government is to keep its citizens safe. And we are letting our citizens die. We're failing them. Doris, I wish that you could be our premier or our prime minister, because we would be so much better off. Thank you for all of your tireless work. And thank you to all of the people in those long-term care homes delivering that love and that safety that our government fails to do. Doris Greenspoon, she is the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario.